Absorption-Based Circumgalactic Medium Line Emission Estimates, by Daniel R. Piacetelli et al. Motivated by integral field units (IFUs) on large ground telescopes and proposals for ultraviolet-sensitive space telescopes to probe circumgalactic medium (CGM) emission, we survey the most promising emission lines and how such observations can inform our understanding of the CGM and its relation to galaxy formation. We tie our emission estimates to both HST, cause absorption measurements of ions around Z approximately equals 0.2 Milky Way mass halos and models for the density and temperature of gas. We also provide formulas that simplify extending our estimates to other samples and physical scenarios. We find that OII 5007A and NII 6583A, which at fixed ionic column density are primarily sensitive to the thermal pressure of the gas they inhabit, may be detectable with KCWI and especially IFUs on 30 meters telescopes out to half of a real radius. OV630A and OV1032/1038A are perhaps the most promising ultraviolet lines, with models predicting intensities greater than 100 gamma cm minus 2S1SR1 in the inner 100 kpc of Milky Way-like systems. A detection of OV would confirm the collisionally ionized picture and constrain the density profile of the CGM. Other ultraviolet metal lines constrain the amount of gas that is actively cooling and mixing. We find that CIII 978A and CIV 1548A may be detectable if an appreciable fraction of the observed OV column is associated with mixing or cooling gas. H-alpha emission within 100 kpc of Milky Way-like galaxies is within reach of current IFUs even for the minimum signal from ionizing background fluorescence, while hydrogen N greater than 2 Lyman series lines are too weak to be detectable. This was Absorption-Based Circumgalactic Medium Line Emission Estimates, by Daniel R. Piacetelli et al.